Ladies and gentlemen, good morning or good afternoon. Welcome to the Valoras telephone conference regarding the acquisition of Germany's largest kiosk network. I'm Selena, the Chorus Call operator. The conference must not be recorded for publication or broadcast. At this time, it's my pleasure to hand over to Thomas Vollmöller. Please go ahead, sir.
Thanks, Selena. Hi, ladies and gentlemen. This is Thomas Vollmöller. He is also Lorenzo Tressini, CFO of the group. Rolando Benedik is on the phone, the chairman, and Mladen Tomic, our head of IR. I would like to present to you the story of our acquisition of Convenience Concepts, which was announced this morning and actually had been taking place on Friday after the stock closed. We have been buying the biggest German or largest German kiosk network called Convenience Concepts, a subsidiary of the Leckerland Wholesale Organization, which was a unique opportunity for us to secure our position in the German market and to gain, as a matter of fact, the leading position in the German market. It is obviously a very good fit to our Valoras for Growth strategy, and by this we got our target already to have 1,000 POS in the kiosk business in Germany and consolidate the business. It is a great potential for further value generation, and we will certainly continue to consolidate in the German kiosk market. It supports our growth strategy and creates very good synergies and very good value for our investors. And why this is the case, I would like to lead you through our little presentation, which has been given to you in the Internet together with the press release this morning. Since I've given you already the opening remarks, I would like to go directly to page number 4, which is giving you an overview of our Valoras for Growth strategy. If you recall Valoras for Growth, you know that on one hand we said we want to grow organically in our current business, both in margin and in revenue. We know all this is very difficult given the effect of the press market and also a very stagnant tobacco market. We said we have to grow inorganically by A, buying into the German kiosk business, by buying a new retail travel format, and by buying niche trade distribution organizations or other trade organizations in Eastern Europe. By closing this deal, we now have finalized one of those four inorganic strategies, which was expanding our kiosk network in Germany, which the objectives for 2015 was to have 1,000 POS and 700 million revenues and external sales, and we have already achieved this now. Let me tell you a little bit about the German retail market on page number 6. There are about 26,000 number of outlets of kiosks in Germany. The number vary a little bit depending a little bit on definition, but 26,000, most of them being mom and pop shops, and those which are in branch networks are in branch networks because they mostly belong to tobacco wholesalers. The German kiosk market, as we explained to you 1.5 years ago, is one of the very few European, continental European kiosk markets which is not consolidated and doesn't belong to a big chain like, for instance, in Scandinavia, in Switzerland, or in Belgium, in France, or in other countries. Those kiosks which are in branch networks, which is about 3,000, those make about 20 to 25% of the 5 to 6 billion revenues. And of those 3,000, we now are owning more or less the half. So we make about 10% of the market if the kiosk market in Germany, by having bought Tabacon 18 months ago and now Convenience Concept today. There's other smaller chains in the market, which you can see on the right side, but the important message is within this very fragmented German kiosk market, we gained a significant market position with at least 10% market share and 1,500 outlets. If you take it from a global point of view, from a European point of view, obviously, Lagardère Services is still bigger than we are. They are in France and Spain and Eastern Europe. But we are following close now as being number second with 2.2 billion revenues and 2,900 outlets in Germany, Austria, Switzerland, and Luxembourg. WH Smith, Reitan, Rautakia are all smaller than us. Ruch is a little bit is bigger than us in number of outlets.
but the outlets are very small revenues per outlet, so they are smaller in revenues. So we are having become number two in the European small outlet retail market by having done this deal. Whom did we buy? What is convenience concept? Please follow me to page number 9. What you can see is that the 1,300 outlets which we are bought are nationally spread over the entire Germany. No regional, big regional disproportions. We are now having kiosk in all of Germany. When we bought Tabacon, we know this was only in the eastern and southern part of Germany. By having bought convenience concept, we are now in a national distribution of kiosk in Germany. 500 of those 1,300 outlets are franchisees, so-called franchisees. Only about 150 to 200 are really franchisees and paying franchise, as we know it from Tabacon, and I will talk about this a little bit later. All the others are independent partners. Of the 1,300 outlets, 170 are in public transport nodes, mainly at the Deutsche Bahn, 430 are in shopping centers. They make, those 1,300 outlets make about 335 million wholesale turnover. That is to do that Leckerland used the convenience concept so far as a kind of two-step wholesale system. So the convenience concept bought their product from Leckerland and sold it to the POS. So it was the in sales of convenience concept. If you take the out sales, so what the POS sold to the consumer, you're talking about 450 million revenues in euros, with Lotto obviously only being in provision. And as we always do it, we are not taking, like others do, we are not taking revenues of lotteries, the full face value, but we only take the provisions. Convenience concept made last year 12 million EBITDA, about 9 to 10 million EBIT. So this is the base we work from. The main formats these guys have is Cigo, Tabak Börse, and Service Store, but there are other ones, and I will talk about it in a second. There's about nearly 400 Cigos, about 260 Tabak Börsen, and about 150 Service Stores, and I will explain to those three formats to you in just a second. On page number 10, you see an overview, both how those formats look like and what their KPIs are. The Cigo concept is a 40 square meter concept in general, mainly on shopping centers, and making nearly 500,000 revenues external sales. Tabak Börse is a much older system. Most of them, convenience concept, wanted to make them into Cigo one of these days. 35 square meters, mainly shopping centers and city centers, some smaller sales. And then you have DB Service Store with 40 square meters, all of them at Deutsche Bahn, with 300,000 euros, but mainly food revenues. So in terms of margin, obviously more gross margin than Cigos and Tabak Börse. What do we want to do with those 1,300 stores? There's five levers how we want to bring those 12 million EBITDA in 2011 to at least 20 million in 2015. The lever number one is to merge the two organizations which we have today in Hamburg and the convenience concept organization which is in Düsseldorf. The second lever is to switch the current system, which is, as I said, a more or less two-step wholesale system, into the Tabacon franchising system as we are used to it at Tabacon. The third step is to obviously improve the assortment of those stores and make them a confectionery, tobacco, newspaper plus food concept, which we call the CTN plus concept. The fourth lever is then get additional revenues by promotions and marketing activities simply by having by far the biggest German networks of kiosks. And number five is to streamline the portfolio which we have today and expand the POS to order have 100% franchise and 100% rental contracts for us, and only having three formats at the end, and I will tell you about this just a little bit longer. I will go through all the five levers with you now in a second. If you go to page number 12, you see that the convenience concept system, which we have today with about four regions, 1,300 POS, about 70 people staff, will be merged into the Valora retail kiosk organization in Germany, which has already 100 Tabakons and 90K kiosks. The press and book system in Germany will be untouched and will remain, will not be part of this merger. Obviously, by merging those two organizations, you will have synergies, and these are part of the 8 million, which we have want to at least improve the EBITDA. Let's go to page 13, please, and look with me together with us at performance lever number two, which is changing the existing business model in a new, more retail-like business model and in the medium term into a franchise model. In the past, Lekkerland was selling to convenience concept, and convenience concept was taking a charge-up, markup on the product and sold it to the POS. That's what we call the two-step wholesale system. What we will change the system now is a system where Lekkerland delivers directly to the POS to the old prices, but we get the markup as a kind of coordination fee from Lekkerland, and also on the other side consult the POS in their concept. In the medium term, we want to change them all into the Tabacon Valora system that we're having today in the other 200 stores, which is that Lekkerland is delivering to the POS. We get a coordination fee as today, but we also get a franchise fee from the POS for our consultancy. And this is how the system of Tabacon works, and this is where we want to move convenience concept into. This is a very risk-averse concept because we don't have any kind of risk for the merchandise. We don't have any kind of risk for the debt, bad debt. We just take the coordination fees and the franchise fees, and that's why this system is so good and relatively risk-averse. Page number 14 is performance level number 3. Today, the system of convenience concept, as Tabacan was before we bought it, is mainly tobacco-oriented. 75% of all the revenues, the external revenues, is tobacco, with having ashtrays in the windows and mainly focusing on tobacco. As I told you, both Tabacon and Lekkerland were focusing on tobacco wholesale, and that's the reason why all those stores are very, very tobacco-minded. And only 20% is press and 5% is other. We want to move this system into a system where you have much more food and services in there, what we call the K-Kiosk system or the CTN Plus system, with a standardized concept, an increased food component, and a broader service offering. Until probably one of these days, some of the stores were moving into an even higher fast food food component like DB service stores. But the main lever is to move the tobacco-minded system, which we have today, into the, let's call it the Swiss K-Kiosk system, which is a much bigger food assortment. Does this work? Yes, it works, and we have proven it already at Tabacon last year in Germany. If you go with me to page number 15, we have shown you that those stores that we have moved from Tabacon, as I said, an old system, very tobacco-minded, into the K-Kiosk system, we extended the food range, we added new displays and promotion, we optimized the volumes, and we altered the store layout, and we're growing. Obviously, we grew the food in those stores by 58%. We improved the press by 11%, but we even improved the tobacco, which was the core of the business before, by 17%, totaling 14% increase only in those Tabacon stores, which we converted to K-Kiosk last year. And to be very honest, the Tabacon system was one of the better kiosk system which was there in Germany. So we believe this is what we can achieve at least with the convenience concept system in Germany in the next years. The fourth lever to increase the EBITDA to 20 million plus is to increase the revenues from promotions and marketing activities. If you see what convenience concept gets today, indexed but with 100 per store, you see that Tabacon before we bought it was already at 150, but we increased it within this 1 year to 190, and this is not the end. So increasing the number of promotions, putting more press and convenience products in a second place, raising the share of items with price promotions, emphasizing billboarding, using product testing, and conducting exclusive national product launches, these are all things that we have done, we are doing in Switzerland, we are doing now with Tabacon, should be a significant part of this performance increase that we envision for the next year. Let's move to the last lever on page number 17. As I told you, today the portfolio of the 1,300 stores is a very wide array. You have 375 Chigos, 260 Tabakbörsen, 150 service stores, but you also have Kios, U stores, and individual operators. Our clear vision is to focus only on three formats by at the end by 2015. One is, and the core concept is K-Kiosk. That is the concept where we want to have all CTN, confectionery, tobacco, newspaper, plus all the food offering. We will have DB Service Store as a kind of convenient concept more close to our AVEC concept, and we might have Chigo as a fallback option in case a landlord does not allow to have food sales. So Chigo is a kind of fallback concept because it's the best tobacco-only concept that we have seen, but the key target is to move most of our stores into K-Kiosk. We want to enhance our product ranges to CTN Plus, as I explained to you. We want to have a 100% franchise model at the end, and we want to reduce or optimize the network to about 1,300 outlets, which is then the optimum, not taking into account any further acquisitions which we might be doing in the next years. And as I said, Chigo is a fallback format in case we are not allowed to sell food in those stores. These are the five levers where we want to grow from 12 million to 20 million plus in the next years, and this is where we very strongly believe in a very significant part of our Valora for Growth strategy. If you look at Valora Retail today on page number 19, what you see is that in number of stores, the German business already overcame the Swiss business with about 1,700 stores versus 1,200 stores in Switzerland. In revenue-wise, the Swiss business, retail business, is still a little bit bigger than the German business simply because a Swiss store makes much more revenue per store than in Germany, given the fact that you have higher prices on one hand and obviously higher factor costs on the other side. So Valora Retail has become really two strong legs now, a Swiss leg and a strong German leg, and I think this is one of the key messages that we wanted to give you today with telling you about our acquisition of convenience concept. Well, this was my short overview of the acquisition, and we are now very happy to hear your questions.
The first question is from Mr. John Cox from Kepler. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, good afternoon, guys. Congrats. That looks like an interesting acquisition you've done there. I have a couple of questions for you. I think you said on the earlier call it was 10 million EBIT currently for the business. I wonder if you just confirm that. Second question on the restructuring. I see something on the wire saying 2 to 3 million EBIT for 2012. Would that be the total restructuring cost, or would you expect another 2 to 3 million the following year, and maybe even 2 to 3 million the year after? Which leads me into my third question, just wondering why the plans are to get where you want to be not until 2015. We are still some way away from that. I think most acquisitions that you can get the synergies through within about 24 months. And then just on the Tobacon and what you've done there, that looks very interesting. Just wondering how many of what sort of percent of the Tobacon companies have you actually transformed so far? So I'm just trying to get a feel for those figures you've shown us. And just one on, sort of the last one on acquisitions. This is quite a big deal. It's obviously all debt finance. You've said you don't want to issue any more equity. You've said you want to maintain your dividend. Does this mean we won't see any big acquisitions for the next, say, 12 to 24 months? Thank you.
Well, thanks, John. I think I also said on the last call, 9 to 10 is the EBIT of 2011. So it's not 10, it's 9 to 10. The restructuring cost, 2 to 3 million, is only one time. So this will be a 2012 one time. It's any kind of social plan that we will have to have mainly. So it's 2 to 3 million only one year, not the years thereafter. Investment is that's a different ballgame. Why is it 4 years instead of 2 years? Well, if you look at the
in the five lever we're having. Some of the levers you can do relatively quickly. Some of them take a little bit longer. It has a lot to do that if you want to have 100% franchise, you have to wait until the renting contract ends, and you then can be in the position telling your partner, well, you either step in with me in this franchise concept, or we're looking for a different partner. So simply given the fact that the rental contracts still take some time and we can't force anybody in a franchise system today means that you take a little bit longer time. Other things like marketing activities, new assortment, synergies obviously goes much quicker. So part of the 8 million will come quicker, part of them will take some more time. How much of the tobacco network did we transform so far? If you see from the number, we bought 190. We have changed now half of them into OK kiosks. The numbers we have shown is probably from half of the half, so probably from the 50 which we can read already, because some of them we just shifted shortly before Christmas. So we need some time to see what they're really changing. But we are really in a very good move. Till the end of this year, we don't want to have any tabacons anymore. Debt financing, you want to answer on this one?
Yeah, sure. So in debt financing, the fact is that we are financing this transaction through our syndicated loan. You know that from our press release on the 2nd of December that we have a new syndicated loan in the amount of 300 million. And we have still, for future acquisition potential, in the means of net debt capacity.
Yeah. And so the answer to your question, John, whether this is the only acquisition this year, hopefully not.
Okay.
And concerning dividend, is the dividend we have also take a position here on the 2nd of December, 11:50. This is also financed through cash flows and syndicated loans.
Just on the 2 to 3, that's 2 to 3 million euros, I guess, rather than Swiss.
Yep.
Or,
yeah, I know we are talking euros.
Yeah. Great. Thank you.
The next question is from Mr. Johan Björk from Goldman Sachs. Please go ahead.
Hi, gentlemen. I just have two short questions on this migration to the new formats and concepts. It seems that you have 800 independent partners. How is the migration going to work there as opposed to the 500 franchisees? And secondly, the costs thereof, based on your experience of the Tabacon migration to the K kiosk, how much will it cost to migrate to these three concepts until 2015?
Well, the 800, so I think there's two things which you have to bear in mind. Independent is not independent. Not being in a format does not mean we don't have the rental contract. There where we have the rental contract, and there's a lot of those which are independent today where we have the rental contract, it's relatively easy to move them in our formats because we hold the contract, the rental contract, and we say which kind of format it will be at the end. In those cases where we don't have a rental contract, and this is the absolute minority, which are not in a marketing position with us, this is about 200 of them, there we need to convince them to step into our convenience in our franchise system. We're very hopeful that this will happen. Will it be all? Certainly not. That's the reason why we said we optimized the network from 1,500 to about 1,300. The Tabacon investment was very limited because part of it had been done by the tobacco industry. Depending a little bit on what will be the future on this, you can calculate anything between 20,000 and 50,000 per conversion. And 50,000 being the top part. So if you calculate 20,000 to 30,000 per store, converting them for 800 stores, that's probably the number you can talk about.
Okay, thank you.
The next question is from Mr. Jean-François Mimondi of UBS. Please go ahead.
Thanks for taking my questions. I have first two housekeeping ones. On number one, on the acquisition, should we expect PP amortization? And also, how many people do you take on board on a fixed basis? I think you mentioned it quickly during the call, but was too quick for me on that. Also, another one more on fixed costs. Except moving your headquarters, what's the plan on the timeline to reduce the fixed costs there on your German operations still further, if possible? And a last one on your rental agreements, if you could comment on the average time to expiry there, that would be fantastic. Thanks.
So let me take the first question concerning the purchase price allocation. Yes, that's right. It's not 100% goodwill that we will have. We have a part in immaterial assets, and we will have to amortize them over a certain time of life. The purchase price allocation by itself is not done yet. So this is the work which we will have to do in the next 1 to 2 months.
That's it. Just as an indication?
As an indication, it will be less than between 10 and 20% of the current EBIT.
On an annual EBITDA, basis?
Sorry.
Yeah, EBITDA?
Yeah.
10, 20% of current EBITDA,
maximum.
Okay.
Maximum.
Okay. That's a good one. Thanks for that one.
Okay, and the question on the fixed cost, we've taken 70 people on board, which we then have to join with our operations in Germany. How much will be redundant at the end, we will have to see, and this is obviously part of the discussions and negotiations will be going on now. There won't be any kind of fixed cost increases here in Switzerland. We are continuously reducing headquarters staff, and we will continue to do so. That was your question. What was your third? That was the last question. I didn't get. What was your third question?
The average rental time to expiry.
52 months.
The average one.
Yeah.
Okay. So we can expect in 52 months to have half of your rental to be renewed.
Yeah, if you look into Switzerland, it would probably be the same. This is normal, but the likelihood that we won't continuing rental contracts is very, very, very small.
Mm-hmm. Well, to move to this franchise model, you need first an expiry of the rent, right? In Germany.
In order to get, yeah. Well, we obviously will discuss with these guys, but to use force, we need a rental contract to finish. But we hope to get quicker with that.
Thanks a lot.
We have a follow-up question from Mr. John Cox from Kepler. Please go ahead.
Hi, John.
Yeah, hi. Sorry, just again on my colleague was talking about, you know, where you allocate on the balance sheet the acquisition. Could you just repeat that? You said it would be... What, just 10 to 20% of EBITDA would go into goodwill? That seems very small.
No, that's not like this. Maybe. the question was, what will be the immaterial amortizations that we will have due to these acquisitions?
Okay.
So in order to give you a range, I say that it will impact by 10, maximum 20%. The calculation needs still to be done.
Yeah. But so I presume then it will be divided up on the balance sheet, mostly, you know, fixed assets and goodwill.
Absolutely, and, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. And then just a bit of housekeeping when it comes to your annual results coming up in March and your new financial guidance. Just wondering, will you give sort of new long-term targets, or will they be similar to what you've given in, you know, last year? And it's really... The question mark is really about 2012. Is that the correct reading of what you said previously?
Well, I don't want to make a comment on this one yet. I think we have to make up our mind exactly together with the board what we were saying there, and this will be out at March 28.
Okay, great. Thanks.
The next question is from Mrs. Alexandra Schlegel from Berenberg. Please go ahead, madam.
Yeah, thanks for taking my question. Just quickly, does the acquisition have any impact on your working capital position, and does it have any impact on your tax rate?
Working capital, no, because we don't have any merchandise in our books. So
because, as we said, the merchandise is held by the POS, delivered by Lekkerland, and Lekkerland takes all the risk. So there is no net working capital on our books.
And on the tax rate, we will have no significant impact. I mean, it's, we have still some losses carried forward in Germany, which we can keep, and this is we will have an advantage, but the tax rate will still be very, very low as it is today.
So around 18%?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
There are no more questions at this time.
So, okay, then from our side, thanks a lot for taking part on this teleconference. Thanks for your interest in Valora, and I wish you a good day. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, the conference is now over. Thank you for choosing the Chorus Call facility, and thank you for participating in the conference. You may now disconnect your lines. Goodbye.